Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I saw a meme where a guy takes a what looks like a pregnancy test, and the results on the test conclude, you're a man. And when I first saw it, I found it hysterical. It was this guy, kind of longish hair. You know, you could go, okay, I get, you know, you're trying to make him seem ambiguous, but it's a dude. But then when I thought about it, I went, wait a minute, Kevin. That's someday going to be an actual thing, where kids won't even know their actual gender because the parents will give them reassigned surgery, or, you know, they're going to do something weird at earlier and earlier ages, and we're not going to know. It's going to be this society where you go, I don't know, I think I was born a man, I think I was born a girl, or born a boy, born a girl, but you're not going to know. Let me just put it this way. You can't Babylon Bee the left. I'm using a spoof site as a verb because I think you know what I'm saying. You can't Babylon Bee the left, because whatever you think up, whatever nonsense that comes into your brain that you think there's no way this could possibly happen, the left will make it reality. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. That's how insane we are. We live. I remember being in Indiana, and a gay girl, I mean a very butch girl, was at a corner. I was going to my uncle's house, and a very butch girl was at a bank parking lot, was just standing there, and this very effeminate guy walks up, and I was thinking, they must be friends. This must be like an LGBT friendship. And as it turns out, the very effeminate gay dude was asking the very butch lesbian black chick, they were both black, for directions. He didn't know where he was going. And I just remember us all looking at each other going, did that just happen? Because normally you'd see a girl walking up to some guy saying, hey, do you know how I could get to, you know, the 7-Eleven or the dry cleaners or the whatever? But it was like some form of bizarro world that I will never forget. And no exaggeration, this happened a decade ago, and it seemed weird, and now it's going to be the norm. Now, look, I want to make it clear. I don't care about people's sexuality. I truly don't. And if the climate of things makes people want to, you know, be more out. I think I told you guys about the shoe guy. This guy bought, it must have been no exaggeration, 15 pairs of women's shoes, and he bought a bunch of kind of guyish looking shoes. And we were looking at each other, everybody going, what do you think he's going to do with those? And as we got closer, I went, those are for him. Melissa goes, those are for him. So, weird stuff. We just live in this bizarre world now that we can't figure out. And I think the left like it that way. Now, at the end of the day, as I said, live and let live. But this idea that we need to promote it, I think I mentioned the guy who bought all the shoes. He was saying, well, at my job, they no longer care. And, you know, I can do it. And I was like, yeah, they care. Oh, they care. Don't be fooled for a second. If you look, I don't know what you do for a living. But if you were to come into my office and we had three dudes cross-dressing or whatever, I'd be embarrassed for the company. Because I would say, you know what? We everybody probably has some crazy thing. There's a friend of mine, he told me, he says, Kevin, do you know, we know this guy's name is Darren. He says, you know this Darren practices Halloween every day. This house is decorated as Halloween. And on Halloween, they go over the top. And I go, I had no idea. He doesn't wear costumes out in public every day, because you have to live in the real world. And in the real world, sometimes you got to put on your big boy pants or your big girl panties, and you got to just go face the world the way the world has a perception of things. But they're going, nope, I can do whatever I want. And next thing you know, it'll be, you can do sales, You know, in bikinis. Now, don't misunderstand me. I know there are times to do sales in bikinis, like if you're working Beer Fest or something like that. But I'm talking about professional sales. It'll be anything goes. I can't tell you what the world's going to be because no matter what I would predict, no matter how crazy I put it out there, it'll be crazier. I don't know about you, but there are times where I look at the world and I go, I can't even imagine what you people are going to come up with next. The fertile minds of idiots. Kevin Jackson, again, is who you're listening to, folks. You can find out more about us by visiting the website, the Kevin Jackson Network, or go to 844-551-8255 if you want to contact me and tell me what you've encountered in your crazy world. Remember when there's this thing, it's called, did somebody post pictures of people that they see at Walmart? It's just kind of funny. Or Vegas, where, you know, people are passed out or whatever on the streets. You can, those sites are going to go to, those sites are not even like funny. You know, they're not even like far out there anymore. Whatever, if you say, Kevin, there will be a job where you go to sleep and a boss can't wake you up without penalty of being fired or something. I'm giving you an example of something you go, oh, certainly, Kevin, you're not saying you'll be able to sleep on the job without repercussion. Yeah. Yeah, I am. That's exactly what I'm saying. You'll be able to sleep on the job. You'll be able to, you know, have sex on the job. You'll be able to do it or eat on the job, steal on the job, and nobody will say a word. Trust me, there'll come a day, they'll catch employees stealing from the job, and the employer will have no recourse. As long as that employer is white and Republican, he will have no recourse. And may not have any recourse if he's anything else. Think about who you hire. People with integrity, conservatives, who want to do a good job, who say to themselves, nope, I cannot take this paper, this paper clip, this whatever, because it's stealing from the job. And then I want you to think about the other people. Look, we got a lot to talk about. Have you heard of Brandon Falls? Are you going to visit Brandon Falls on your next vacation? That's a funny story. What about monkeypox? Monkeypox certainly seems to be very limited in certain communities, and I'm not going to say what they are, but you may already figure it out, okay? Okay? What about Elon Musk? He's back in the news. Twitter, let me tell you, big mistake these guys have made. Elon Musk set these guys up better than you can imagine. I also want to talk about this good guy who took out the shooter at the mall. So again, fun-filled, fact-filled show based on the craziness of leftism, and I'm going to break it all down for you like I do 2 hours a day, each and every day, 5 days a week. Keep it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Got all kinds of news for you folks. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Network. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. 844-551-8255. Have you heard of Brandon Falls? Yeah, Brandon Falls. That's where Biden fell off his bike. They Google erroneously called it Brandon Falls. That just tickles me. Let's go, Brandon. And I don't know if you've seen this, but there are pictures of people who have gone to that exact spot and they fall off their bike and get somebody to take a picture of them. Oh, my Lord. You folks crack me up. And I'm just saying, whoever does these things, yeah, I love you. There's a part of my spirit that you feed with this kind of stuff. Oh, goodness gracious. I only wish I'd thought of it. Welcome, folks, again. Anyway, there's lots in the news. There's no guests. It's just me for the most part. I've had a few guests on from time to time, but not very many. And we I love to have guests. It's difficult to fit everybody in and to get on a schedule, and I usually have to tape, and you know it's a hassle. So I just don't bother with it. And you know, if you like shows where they have a lot of guests and you get a lot of, and those are great shows, by the way. I'm not by any means like I'm the purveyor of all the information. If you don't come here, you're not getting all the information you need. That is a lie. There are experts that know what they're talking about, especially when you talk about monkeypox and this scamdemic and things like this. So, you know, there you go. But you know, for the most part, I do the show. Hey, Fauci's leaving at the end of Biden's term, which, sadly, he won't be leaving when Biden leaves, because Biden's not going to finish his term. I've already told you guys this. He's not going to finish his term, and he will not. 100%. I think people are finally starting to believe me. You believe it in a brother. I've said Joe Biden will not be the candidate for the Democrats in 2024. Guaranteed. I stand by 1,000%. And I think many of you are finally coming around and saying that brother knows what he's talking about. Because I do. But let me just say this about Fauci. I don't know when he's leaving. I don't care when he leaves. But I'll tell you this. It can't be too soon. I'm sick of this little dude. I'm sick of Fauci, the fraud, the little leprechaun. Anyway, we got other things to be concerned about now, because we've got monkeypox. Called it monkey butt. Called it monkey butt because monkeypox has been mostly in the gay community. Here's a story. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb says the window for controlling the spread of monkeypox is starting to close across the country. As cities across the country are struggling to vaccinate people against the virus. Now, I'm going to give you the numbers here. I talked about it in the show before. I think this is silly, but it's the Democrats. They got to figure out something to get us scared, especially in the next election, because they got nothing. Unless you count Bidenflation, Biden economy, and you know, a host of other bad things that aren't going well for the lefties. Anyway, they say Gottlieb, a member of the board at Pfizer, discussed the state of the monkeypox outbreak while speaking on Face the Nation. I think the window for getting control and containing it probably has closed. If it hasn't closed, it's starting to close. So we got to contain it. Now, as these are the numbers as of me, you know, like, me getting this information could be higher. But anyway, they say there have been 1,814 confirmed cases of monkeypox across the United States, according to the CDC. They say monkeypox is a rare disease that's caused by infection from the monkeypox virus. Boy, there's a whole sentence full of information per the agency. Monkeypox virus is part of the same family of viruses as, what does it say here? For viruses that vary, whatever, the virus that causes smallpox. They're similar to smallpox symptoms, but milder, but unrelated to chickenpox. So, in other words, it doesn't appear to be that dangerous. I went on, it says it's rarely fatal. Rarely fatal. Now, I don't know what happens if you take the vaccine. Can you take the vaccine afterwards or whatever? But you eventually get rid of it. They said the spread has taken place more than 2 years after the start of this COVID-19 scamdemic. Well, they say pandemic, but I think you get my meaning. So, they say it remains another, which, of course, the COVID remains a health concern, as the dominant Omicron subvariant appears to be more vaccine resistant. Let me just say this. It's so funny to read these things because be a bright person. So Omicron subvariant, there's a bunch of them, and we don't hear about them anymore. Supercron, Nectocron, Bocalcron, whatever. We don't hear about them. But because, and by the way, we aren't socially distancing anywhere. We're not doing any of the protocols for this whole thing. They tell you that the vaccine doesn't work against Omicron and the subvariants or whatever, but they still want you vaccinated. I'm still seeing commercials for this. Now they got pills. And they're telling us the vaccine doesn't work against these subvariants, so why get the vaccine? Why get the boosters? And what they never state is the obvious. You don't need it. If you've had COVID, Wu flu, coronavirus, China virus, whatever you want to call it, if you've had it, you've got herd immunity. I'll put it this way. I've had it. I've been all over the place. No mask, no nothing. I don't feel like it's going to kill me at all. I have zero fear of COVID. I have more fear of being around crazy leftists and particularly going to cities than I have of COVID. I have more fear of walking around Chicago than I have of Wu flu. So anyway, monkeypox is the new deal. Joe Biden ordered 2.5 million doses of this, even though they have 1,814 cases. Now, Gottlieb says we've got to contain it. We're probably too late. He says that he doesn't believe that there's been wide enough testing. Now, what they don't want to tell you about monkeypox, and I think you may already know this, but monkeypox is mostly in the gay community. And so, you know, if you were to say, well, wait a minute, it seems like, well, if you're gay, why don't you go get tested? Why isn't there mandatory testing for gays? And it's probably mostly gay men. Why isn't it mandatory testing for gay men or mandatory vaccines for gay men? Can you imagine if they did that? Get your little prissy butts in here and come get this vaccine. They say we're detecting only just a small amount of these. And it says we're looking in a community of men who have sex with men. In other words, they're telling you what they, sex with men and at STD clinics. We're looking there, finding cases, but it's a fact there are cases outside the community. Well, where are they? See, they want to expand it and make it sound like, oh, it's not just gay men. Yeah, it is. It's mostly gay men.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Facing massive public pressure, Uvalde's top school official has recommended the firing of Chief Pete Arredondo, the school district police chief who was blamed for the botched law enforcement response to the elementary school shooting. President Biden has tested positive for COVID, but the White House is reporting the president has mild symptoms. Philadelphia's High Court has ruled in favor of a former Philadelphia police officer, Ryan Pownall, charged in the 2017 killing of a fleeing motorist. A state Supreme Court justice also admonished Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner for his handling of the grand jury indictment. They say he was rewriting the law. In a 4-2 decision, the court ruled that the former police officer can use the justifiable shooting defense of a fleeing suspect in his third-degree murder trial. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News. L.A. County made amends for a century-old racial injustice on Wednesday, the deed to a Los Angeles suburb, Manhattan Beach, beachfront property, taken from a black American couple that ran a resort there back in 1924. It was ceremoniously returned to their heirs. In 1924, Manhattan Beach officials claimed eminent domain to build a park and forced out Charles and Willa Bruce. Is air travel bothering you? It is bothering a lot more people in America these days.
Air travel complaints are triple what they were before the COVID pandemic. The Department of Transportation recorded over 2,400 complaints in May compared to just over 800 in May of 2019. Those complaints include cases of mishandled wheelchairs and bags, as well as flight cancellations and delays. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tesla ran total game on Twitter. And I don't think it was intentional. I think Tesla wanted to buy Twitter. He wanted to straighten them out. But I think he did it in such a way that he says, I'll be protected no matter what happens. I'll explain that. But right now, I want to welcome you. I want to welcome you to the show, the Kevin Jackson Network. Go there to the website. You'll find everything about us, and it's some cool stuff. You're gonna like what you hear. Anyway, Elon Musk, it's a stupid idea, folks. I don't know if you own a business or if you have a big publicly traded business or a business where you've got a big stockholder or stakeholder in your business, people that loaned you money. But I'll put it to you this way. It's not a good idea to piss them off, to sue them. And that's what Twitter did. But see, let me tell you, Elon Musk was so bright, so smart to do what he did. Here's what Elon Musk did that was so cool. He bought like 10% of Twitter. He spent almost $5 billion on his purchase of Twitter, the purchase of the stock of Twitter, to make him, I want to say, 10% owner. He's the largest single stockholder. So he's a guy that's saying, I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I'm betting on the company to do what it does. Then he follows that up at the urging, supposedly, of the guy who, Seth Morrison, the guy who owns the Babylon Bee. I think that's his name. It's Seth something. I think it is Seth Morrison. But he says, okay, I will buy him. I'll tender an offer. So he tenders an offer for Twitter, which effectively said, okay, Twitter, now you've got to reveal your practices, your methodologies, etc., and I'm going to put it out there for the world to see. So he does what's called due diligence. That's where you get your bean counters and all your forensic people in, and they say, let's look and see what we're about to invest in to make sure that it's exactly as said. Now, typically, in America right now, if you go buy a car, for example, you have 3 days to evaluate that car. This is national. This is not statewide or whatever. You have 3 days to evaluate, do I like this vehicle or not, before you take it back. Now, Twitter hadn't been bought. Elon Musk hadn't given them a check, then looked at everything and then said, no, I want my money back. Because you can't do that here. Because Twitter, if Twitter got their hands on Elon Musk's money, they would forget they'd lose their religion, as my grandmother would say. They would never give this man his money back. We don't even know who he is. They would be running off to islands. Because Twitter hasn't made any money. You guys heard my story, my broadcast on that. Twitter, over a decade, has made $1 billion. That's it. Twitter made a lot of money for Jack Dorsey, but it hasn't made a bunch of money and other investors, things like that. People, you know, riding it up and down like these day traders and people like that. But unless you cashed out, if you're an employee, you got there day one and you watch the stock rise, cash out. I'm telling people that work at Twitter right now, if you come with me, if you want to live, because if you don't get out of it, it isn't going to be worth much, especially now that they picked the fight with the dude who is the richest man in the world. Even Trump got smart enough and backed off of Elon Musk. Think about that. They had a little scrap going, right? A little tete-a-tete. And, Trump went, okay, I'm going to back off. He got subsidies. And Elon Musk is like, you really want me to spank you, Donald Trump? So he backed off. Anyway, so, again, Twitter then sues Elon Musk and says, you backed out of the deal. You said you were going to buy us, man. Man, we all want to go surfing and take our boards and grease up the boards and go hit some waves, man. And now we got to stay around here because you don't want to buy it anymore. And Elon Musk is like, yeah, but you wouldn't give me all the information I need. So he has until August the 1st, this article says, to file a counterclaim against Twitter since the platform filed a lawsuit. And the word on the street is he's likely to do it. I'm going to tell you, forget the word on the street. You're going to hear it here. Kevin Jackson guarantees you with 100% certainty, unless Elon Musk dies, but his estate will then sue Twitter. He will sue Twitter. Countersue. They go on to say, sources close to the situation report that Musk's lawyers are attempting to delay the trial in an attempt to gather more information on the Twitter bots that are at the heart of the failed buyout of the platform. Twitter filed its lawsuit against Musk last week after he retracted an offer to buy them for whatever, which was a $44 billion buyout. Musk cited Twitter's lack of transparency surrounding Twitter bots or fake accounts. Now, let me ask you, who do you think is going to win this battle? Do you think Twitter has fake accounts? Let me put it another way. When Twitter can no longer fake accounts, give people millions of followers that they don't have, if Twitter is forced to clean up AOC's account, Joe Biden, they've already analyzed Joe Biden doesn't have anywhere close to the number of people that they, I think they say he has 20 million people. He's lucky if he has 5. And I don't think he has that. When they have to show legitimately what they have, and then more importantly, how do you take somebody from, and let's just give Joe Biden 5 million. Let's just pretend that he's that popular. How do you go from 5 million to 20 million? Who makes that decision to say, you know what? Let's give this guy more clout than he really has. And then who else have you done this for? And then what about the potential lawsuits where you've beefed up somebody at Twitter when I'll beef up my friend who's a lefty, give them 40 million people or whatever number. They go out and become social media guru, you know, so because people make money off of Twitter. They say, will you be an influencer? And when most of your influence is on bots, what about the downstream lawsuits of that from companies that say we didn't get our money's worth when we were using Kim Kardashian as an example as our spokesperson? Now, she probably does have a lot of people. I'm picking on her, but I think you get my point. You think that these people that get these fake bots and because I'm going to tell you something, AOC, she does not have a fraction of the clout that she claims to have on Twitter. Not a fraction. It's been documented that watching her numbers when she tweets something just shoot through the moon, and people document there's no way that it's even possible that she's getting this stuff at that time. Yeah, I know I'm not explaining that right. In other words, she'll say, today I had coffee, 40,000 people like it all of a sudden. It's a lie. What they're telling you, it's a lie. So when Twitter has to face the music, and this is what Elon Musk is doing, he's saying, you're going to show me, I know technology. I got the smartest guys on the planet working for me. And when we finish dissecting you, you're not going to know what hit you. Sue the richest guy in the world who has a reason to be skeptical of your data. That's just stupid. See, Twitter lawyers are anticipating a four-day trial in September, while Musk lawyers, what does it say? Musk lawyers repeat, or why is this thing not pulling up the whole screen? Oh, reportedly would like the trial to begin in February of next year. I will bet you money this trial ends up going into February of next year. They say the core dispute over false and spam accounts is fundamental to Twitter's value. You guys know that to be true, right? I mean, I don't need to explain to you that if I have a million legitimate followers, I don't think people realize how important that is. And as I mentioned, but I've mentioned it before on the show because I talk about the radio stats we get and all that. If I have a million people that hit my website every day, that's roughly $5,000 a day. If I have a million people listen to my radio show every day, it's, I mean, tens of thousands of dollars. A million people listening every day. It's a crazy amount of money. And that's why I tell you guys, I go, you feel like you're insignificant. You may feel that way. But if a million, 1 million, now that's a lot of people, don't misunderstand me, but I'm saying if 100,000 people, which is reasonable, of 330 million Americans, if 100,000 people listen to my radio show, I can fund every project that I have self-funded. Self-funded. It's $1.5 million a year just from that. If 100,000 people hit my website every day, it's $500. Just think about, multiply it out, 365 days a year. If 100,000 people watch my Rumble or YouTube videos, it's again another $5,000-$10,000, a day. $1,000 a day, roughly, something like that. It's insane what these numbers are. So Elon Musk is going, if you have legitimate numbers here and you can show me these numbers, I know what I can do with this. I know what the potential is. But if you can't show me that, you're lying to me. You're misrepresenting what you are. And by the way, case closed, no question about it. Twitter goes, well, we think that roughly 10% are not real. They're lying. They know there's more than that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Many also still have excess savings. This is one of the things that's helping to fuel consumer spending, which again is 70% of our economy. So I think if you look at the strength of the current economy, if you look at the strength of the labor market, if you look at the strength of consumer spending, you would conclude that where we are right now remains solidly within expansion.
That was Joe Biden's economic advisor, is a guy named Jared Bernstein, and he's as big a liar as his boss. Joe Biden has nothing but pathological liars and people lying to themselves, all these cross-dressers and LGBTQ freaks. etc. And they're just, even when they don't look like freaks, they're freaks. This guy is lying to your face. Unbelievable. He would try to, oh, everything looks good. It's all good. Woohoo, look at us. You're celebrating. Wow. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, is where you can find out more about us. Go online. Check us out. And it was funny. I had another one of these fact check groups sends me another note. Mr. Jackson, we have been analyzing your website, and you call yourself news, and you did a story, blah, 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 blah. My colleague contacted you a year ago, and you made this comment. And I said, I made the same comment to him that I'm about to make to you. I'm not news. I will react to the Babylon Bee or the Onion. I will react to real news, you know, wherever it may be. I can't think of a real news source because Fox isn't. Neither is MSNBC or CNN or any of those clowns. But if there is real news, I'll report on the real news. I'll give you my opinion on the real news. If it's fake news, I'll give you my opinion on the fake news. I'm an opinion site. Always have been, always will be. I said, the only news I make is when it involves me. When I'm talking about me, sound like Kevin Hart. The only news I make is when it involves me. And when it involves me, then I'll talk about it. If I talk about it, blah, blah, blah. But then I don't have to do it. So that's the way it works. Yeah, so that's the only time I do, when I'm talking about news is when I'm directly involved. I was at an event. I spoke. I shook hands with this person. This person said this to me. Then I'm news. But other than that, it's opinion. So don't try to, you know, and I said, every time you guys, oh, we're fact-checking your article. Fact-check it all you want. It's opinion. Here's what so-and-so, here's where we took the news or whatever it is that we're talking about. Everything else is opinion. And it was like, well, you need to back up such-and-such. I go, I don't need to back up anything. And it's a service where they tell you, oh, well, if we give you a bad, you know, like the Consumer Protection Agency for bloggers or something. I'm like, I don't care what you give me. There's nothing you can do at this point that can hurt me because I have my audience, as little as it may be that I'm allowed to get to. You can't shrink that up anymore. Too many people know who I am and know where to come get me and know how to find me for me to lose. I get people all the time, Kevin, where have you been, man? I get a note on Facebook or something, and I go, I've been here the whole time. If you remember the website, the Kevin Jackson, why did we simplify from the blacksphere.net? We simplified it because I got tired of having to spell sphere and a host of other reasons, and it's me, Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network. So go there. You get everything. You'll never lose me. Even if Google says, well, this site just seems like it's suspicious. And, you know, because that's what I get. By the way, I don't know if you ever get those emails where they say, this person that you've known for decades, their email looks suspicious, even though you've been getting them for decades. Maybe they're phishing you or whatever. I always undo them and go, no, it's safe. But it's funny. I never get that from a leftist site. Never. I'm moving on. The guy lied. Jared Bernstein is a bald-faced liar, just like his boss, and just like everybody who pretends that they don't believe Biden and team cheated to get that sucker into the White House, or the ones who pretend that there's nothing wrong with the vaccine. They're liars. Professional liars, professional propagandists that want you to... You're on the hook. If something happens to you because you took the vaccine, or in our case, because Joe Biden gets cheated in the office, so we all have to pay, you know, $2,000 more a month for stuff that we used to not have to pay. Well, it's on us. This guy's a liar. It says the new numbers published Tuesday morning by the Federal Reserve of Atlanta paint a different picture. Previously published numbers show the U.S. economy shrank for two consecutive quarters. You ready for this, folks? The definition of a recession. Now, I've already told you, you've been in a recession. I don't need to wait on numbers. I don't need a degree in economics or finance. I already knew. The article reads, the GDP now estimate for real GDP growth, seasonally adjusted annual rate, in the second quarter of 2022 is negative 1.6% on July 19th, down from negative 1.5% on July 15th. After the morning housing starts report from the U.S. Census, the now cast of second quarter real residential investment growth decreased from negative 8.8% to negative 10.1%. Let me just put this in perspective. What it means is whatever they tell you at first is just a primer that says, oh, it's bad news. Then they give you the updated number, which is the real number that they knew from the beginning, and it's horrible news. They say there's going to be another GDP update less than a week from now. Wait till you see the numbers. But they said in the meantime, the housing estimates are also taking a dive. I'm not going to give you the numbers because it doesn't matter. Now let me shift gears. Here's one. Primerica released the report which found that 75% of middle-income families say their income is falling behind the cost of living. An 8-point rise since March. The poll found that only 16% of those surveyed think they will be better off financially in a year. Now, let me tell you what the people who believe they'll be better off financially in a year are. They are optimists. They very well may be correct. They're not telling you, I think I'm going to be better off because of Biden. They're saying, I think I'm going to be better off because I'm making the changes. I've got a new patent coming along. I've got a business that's now coming out of infancy or whatever. But they are not betting on the economy. They're just saying, no, I think I'm going to do better. They ask that question a different way. You won't even have 16% of the people saying it. If you said, do you believe that the policies of Joe Biden are going to help you do better financially in the future, you wouldn't get 2% of the people that answer yes to that. I just want to be clear how you can interpret this stuff. They said, surveyed American middle-income families cited inflation as a top concern. U.S. Bureau of Labor and Labor Statistics' latest federal inflation data showed a 9.1% increase in consumer prices over the past year, a rise in the consumer price index of more than 11%, nearly the highest ever recorded. I want to always remind you of these things. That Joe Biden, every time he sets a record, it's not a good record. It's a bad record. And then I want to remind you of this. 2 years ago, if you could go back in time, do you think you'd be going through this if they hadn't performed a coup against Donald Trump? Because I'm going to make you a bet. You wouldn't be. Concern over the economy, they write, continues to be a major stressor with about 41% rating inflation as a top concern. Being able to pay for food and groceries also ranks high. 26% of people. That's up 4 points since March. As does their current financial situation where they say 25% of people say that their current financial situation is a major stressor. That's up 8 points. Since March. This is what the Democrats brought on themselves. Don't feel sorry for them. I'm giving you these numbers so when you talk to them, you can say, look at what you did. The poll found that most Americans expect a recession, with only 14% expecting the economy to get better. Three quarters, 77%, say it is likely America will be in a recession by the end of the year. Well, good luck, smart people, because guess what? You're already there. You hit it. In addition, 61% believe the American economy will be worse over the next year. Only 14% think it will improve. Three quarters report 71% cutting back on restaurant takeout meals, up from 57% in March. Yeah, I will bet you money. You're one of the people. If you're listening to this program, you're one of the people who went, nah, you know what? We're going to skip that meal. Nah, cooking in this time. Nope, not going to go do that trip or do something. You're readjusting because you're finding out you're having to do it. Got to leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.